This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Emily Mai. Early voting is underway now in Arizona. Voters can go vote in person, by mail, or drop off their ballot at a ballot drop box. Cronkite News' Olivia Dulles reports on how voting is going so far.
On this first day of early voting, there isn't a whole lot of activity from voters at ballot boxes. Still, Matt Roberts with Maricopa County Elections says they are ready for what's ahead.
1.9 million ballots went out to voters on the active early voting list, and 12 voting sites throughout the county are now open for people to cast their ballot for the 2022 general election.
U.S. Senator Mark Kelly, who is up for re-election, was out at an early voting center on Arizona State University's downtown campus Wednesday to encourage people to vote early.
Come up with a plan and vote early if you can. I mean, there are a lot of options to voting here. If you've signed up for an early ballot, it's in the mail and it should show up in your mailbox here within just a few days. Get it mailed back in.
Most ballot box sites close at 5 or 6 p.m., but there are at least two sites open 24 hours. Maricopa County also provides live video feeds of the ballot boxes and inside the ballot tabulation center to provide public access to the process. If you requested a mail-in ballot, officials here at the Maricopa County Office of Elections say expect them to arrive within the next couple of days. Olivia Dulles, Cronkite News.
You can track the status of your ballot by visiting beballotready.vote. Legal abortions in Arizona resumed this week and will continue for at least 5 weeks. That's after a court blocked enforcement of a pre-statehood ban, and now an appeals court will consider the case. Planned Parenthood and the Arizona Attorney General's Office lawyers filed their legal briefs Tuesday. That means the Arizona Court of Appeals can't decide the case until at least November 17th. The appeals court blocked enforcement of the Civil War era law on Friday. That reverses, at least for now, a September 23rd ruling from a judge in Tucson. Planned Parenthood is currently only open and operating in Tucson. They plan to reopen Phoenix branches. A second provider, Camelback Family Planning, is providing a range of abortion services in Phoenix. However, abortions can still only be provided now through 15 weeks of pregnancy under a law passed by the Republican-controlled legislature and signed by the state's Republican governor in March. The previous limit under Roe v. Wade was 24 weeks. Glendale City Council unanimously passed two ordinances which make panhandling illegal in the city. The new laws no longer allow panhandling within 50 feet of a bank or an ATM machine, or within 25 feet of a commercial business. It also means people can no longer ask someone in a car for money. The new laws also mean pedestrians aren't allowed to cross the road without using a crosswalk and cannot stand on medians. Arizona is home to a variety of stargazing opportunities thanks to the dark skies in the more rural parts of the state. Cronkite News reporter Isabella Fredrickson takes us to Oracle State Park, which is an international dark sky park, for a recent gathering of amateur astronomers.
As the sun goes down, people gather with telescopes of all sizes to view the night sky. The smallest of these telescopes are handheld. The largest stands over 8 feet tall. Scott Roberts founded Explore Scientific, a company that produces telescopes and other scientific scopes. Roberts says people out here at Oracle State Park can see things in the sky that they've never seen before.
They're seeing Jupiter and Saturn. Jupiter's 400 million miles away. Saturn's almost a billion miles away. It's 900 million miles away.
Brian Harris owns one of these huge telescopes. He comes to this international dark sky park often to look at his favorite things in the night sky.
I love looking at nebula and galaxies and star clusters. Those are the things I like looking at in mine. We'll have a couple planets up tonight, so that'll be good.
Oracle State Park is one of the darkest places in the state. Here, stars shine brighter than any place else in Arizona. there's no light to interfere with an exceptionally starry night or this recent star party. Mark Wiesner is an astronomer and star party volunteer. The Oracle resident says this community loves its dark sky heritage.
There's people who have lived here in this beautiful community since the 50s or the 40s. They're living in their parents' house. They're living in their grandparents' house. They know what the sky used to look like. They want it to stay that way.
This 4,000-acre wildlife refuge is in the perfect location for stargazing. Mount Lemmon blocks light coming from Tucson and neighboring towns. Wiesner says the dark sky is also important for the well-being of wildlife and humans.
Wildlife do certain things at night. If we have a lot of light out, they think it's still daytime.
Even if you are not near one of the few international dark sky parks in Arizona, there are other dark sky areas such as Catalina State Park, where you too can gaze up at the night sky. Isabella Fredrickson, Cronkite News.
Another reason area residents are so protective of their dark sky is its huge economic benefit. This star party brings star lovers and astronomists from as far as Canada. We had help today from Isabella Fredrickson, Connor McGill, and Olivia Doles. Special thanks to Atria Maneshny, who produced our show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News To Go. I'm Emily Mai.